Right now, it is time to go to the Sunshine State and bring in Miss Sunshine herself, Dr. Judy Werpin. Judy, of course, is the co-author of, Sunshine is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, right?
Yeah, what happened to your...
I have no idea. Good morning, Dr. Werpin.
Good morning. I'm glad we finally managed to deal with all the technology. And I have to say, I heard you make a comment about your cat, Jill, wanting to eat some more or being hungry. But obviously the cat has had enough to eat. And really, I was thinking about the fact that we, as humans, are really very much like your cat in the sense that no matter how much we've been fed, if we go to a restaurant or someone's home and we're full, but the next course, usually dessert, is attractive, compelling, tempting, etc., we will eat it. And despite the fact that, you know, we've already had enough to eat. And this apparently is not true just in our country, but according to a study that was just published that came out of Tufts University, headed by somebody named Dr. Susan Roberts, who I happen to know, our problem is a global problem right now. Susan Roberts and a group of people looked at how much people eat in restaurants in various countries, ranging from countries like Ghana, where you don't think, you know, the meals are very big, and China to Finland, for example. And what they found was that, like the United States, when people go out to a restaurant for a meal, and this does not include, by the way, appetizers, beverages, bread on the table, and dessert, just the entree alone, they're eating about 1,200 to 1,300 calories. One meal, one entree, two other meals during the day, and the restaurant meal probably would contain, you know, sides and an appetizer and dessert. And it's really appalling that we, as, you know, a planet, you know, in certain countries are eating so much when we go out to a restaurant. And if you go out to a fast food restaurant, these restaurants that have, you know, tables and service, go to a fast food restaurant, assuming you're only ordering an entree, you're getting 700 calories. That does not include the fries, the drink, the dessert, etc. And so, of course, everybody is doing their normal hand-wringing. How can we eat so much? We're getting fat. You know, what should we do about it? Restaurants should, you know, serve smaller portions. You know, we all know the drill. You know, eat an appetizer, share a portion with a friend, don't have dessert. You know, avoid having, you know, high-fat foods. You know, you don't have to have a bacon cheeseburger. You can have, you know, broiled fish. Okay. But my question, Jill, and this sort of gets back to the cat, actually. My question is, how is it that we're able now to eat so much? Because when you think about our bodies, are our bodies any different today than they were 20 or 25 years ago when we were eating moderate-sized portions? You know, look at this, for example, the bagel. You know, the bagel now is enormous, like 400 or 500 calories if you, you know, get one with all the stuff inside, or a muffin, gigantic muffins. If you look at what the bagels were like 20, 25 years ago, they look to our eyes like teething rings for a toddler, for a baby, because they were so small. But in those days, we thought that was an acceptable size. We didn't know any different. For a bagel, the same thing with muffins, the same thing with portions at restaurants. And I think to myself, you know, when babies are born today, are their stomachs any larger than they were 25 years ago? Or does a toddler grow up able to eat, you know, twice as much food in the high chair or running around the kitchen table as you know, toddlers did 20 years ago? When did it happen that all of a sudden we, as sort of a human species, are able to put so much more food in our stomachs so that we can go out to a restaurant and have 1,300 calories for an entree and then have other foods along with it and be perfectly fine with eating so much? I can't find an answer to this question, and I think that, you know, when we begin to understand this, maybe we can start imposing some kind of intervention so that we don't grow into adults with stomachs with such gigantic food, you know, capacity for so much food.
Yeah,
it's sort of like an animal, you know, a cat. You know, your cat will eat and eat and eat until it probably can't eat anymore. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember a couple hundred years ago, it used to be that a sign of wealth was your girth.
Yes, that's true.
And then that changed. Then you had the big people and, you know, not so big people. And then in the last, I would say, what? How long have you been doing your studies? We've got 2 minutes.
I would say maybe the last 20 years.
All right. So in the last 20 years, because of the runaway prescription of these pharmaceuticals that have as one of the first or second side effects that you're never told about, you know, a quick 50
right.
pounds weight gain, I think that you have basically skewed the, I don't think that the stomachs are any bigger. I think that you've just skewed the visual to such an extent that no one really, it does look small because it doesn't
yeah.
satisfy.
But it's so odd because I was thinking about this, really, you know, because again, any place you look, you're going to see something about, oh, we're eating so much. The restaurants are serving so much food. Because nobody is putting a gun to your head and saying, you have to eat everything on your plate. There's no mother standing behind you when you go to a restaurant and you order a 16-ounce steak saying, you better eat everything because people are starving in name the country.
Right.
Okay? We sort of grew up with that. But when I was growing up, we did not have large portions. You know, who could afford it anyway? But people just didn't do that. And so we would be full with a portion of food that today would be considered an appetizer. When? Is it when teenagers go out for a pizza and eat the whole pizza, or they go out to a fast food restaurant and eat a double bacon cheeseburger with fries and 20 ounces of a soft drink, and they manage to do that and then go home and eat dinner? You know, is it that we, at some point in our development, begin to think it's okay to eat gigantic quantities and our stomachs don't rebel? You know, they just sort of stretch to accept it. And I think if we could figure out when that happens, maybe we could figure out how to stop people from accepting the fact that they can eat large quantities of food. Look, again, you have one has a pet. You know, I have a dog. I feed the dog breakfast for him, and he looks at me like, is that all? And I say, yeah, that's all. You know, but otherwise, he would eat twice as much food. And I'm sure that's true, you know, probably of your cat as well. But we don't do that. With our kids,
most people can't do it with themselves. So forget the
kids.
That's
exactly right.
Well, to end this up, my grandmother used to say, "You have to eat that." You know, what about the starving kids?
That's
she used
it.
To say, "Used to say
that's right.
in China." And you know what I said to her? And I got smacked many times for it. Well, in the future, when you're preparing the meal, just pack my portion up and send it to China. And boom.
Because how is it you ended up that size then?
because she ate pierogies. I'm talking about vegetables.
The vegetables. I see. Okay, selective.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, she didn't say that when you wouldn't eat your dessert.
No, or her pierogies.
Dessert or pierogies or no, never, never.
Yeah, but I get, so, you know, but again, if you go to a restaurant, you know, and I thought, that's why I thought this study was interesting, but, you know, it doesn't, we're not robots. We don't go to a restaurant and eat everything automatically that's on our plate, and there's no reason if a restaurant serves too large a portion that you have to order it. I remember going once to a steakhouse. I don't eat steak, but we were taken there, and I said to the waiter, you must be joking. There says something on here that you can order, like, a 24-ounce steak. I said, that's enough for a family for four for a month. And he looked at me, oh, people really ordered that. I said, you've got to be kidding. You know, so, but the point is, people do, and you look at them, and you say, how can you eat that much food?
And they do.
Right. And, you know, and then their stomach stretches. It's like those people who eat 24 hot dogs at a hot dog eating contest. And I guess maybe that's what happens. So maybe the thing that we have to do is make sure that people's stomachs are not stretched as children. You know, maybe they shouldn't have grandmothers like yours, Marshall.
Absolutely. Hungarian grandmothers, you're absolutely right.
All right, let's abolish that. I'm sure we can get ourselves into a heap of trouble. All right, thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortmann. Food for mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy live, I tell you, on Thursdays. And we broadcast as well on demand at robinhoodradio.com.